Hiring sufferers of HIV/AIDS to intimidate debtors or people whose homes developers want to level is relatively common in China, says the founder of a non-governmental organisation that helps victims of the disease. His comments came after a recent episode in late December in the city of Nanyang, Henan province, where police arrested five people over a plot by a developer to form a team of HIV/AIDS sufferers to threaten with infection some residents who refused to make way for a building project. Domestic media has taken to calling the group the AIDS Demolition Team. The supposed HIV/AIDS sufferers told residents they would be infected if they did not move, media reports said, but it is unclear how they would have carried out the threat or if they even had HIV. In addition to the arrests, the city government has also punished 25 officials, including the deputy head of a district housing bureau, for a lack of oversight of the development project and taking bribes. Cheng Shuai Shuai, who founded an organisation that provides free housing to sufferers of HIV/AIDS, said the kind of intimidation seen in Nanyang happens a lot, especially in rural areas of Henan where people do not understand the disease. The phenomenon is partly the result of the discrimination HIV/AIDS patients face in China and the lack of legal protection afforded them, Cheng said. Most people with the disease quit their jobs because they face prejudice, then have to live in poor conditions, he said. Sufferers are also perceived to be less able to carry out laborious work, which compounds their difficulty in finding work. The result is some sufferers opting for shady assignments. Henan, where the property developer wanted to hire the HIV intimidation team, has a long history of problems with HIV/AIDS. In the 1990s, a government-led program to encourage blood donations resulted in thousands of people getting infected because contaminated medical equipment was used. Cheng says advances in medicine mean many people with the virus can lead nearly normal lives, but discrimination persists. HIV/AIDS advocates fear media coverage of the AIDS demolition team in Henan and similar cases will stigmatize sufferers in the eyes of the public even more. For Taishin Online, this is Patrick Williams.